a perfect world, who would make more money? Teachers or cops?
Ooh, that's a toughie. That's a really good question.
Who do you think deserves more money? And I've taught, and I think teaching is the hardest thing to do because I can't stand other kids. Sometimes I can't stand my own. And if I have to teach your kids, that's a bad thing.
I think while I think teachers are grossly underpaid and it doesn't make any sense because they are the ones that spend more time with your children than you do on a regular school day, and they have more influence on your kids, thus the future of America, than most people. Cops are taking their lives in their hands. Mm-hmm.
Every morning they put a shirt on. They don't know if that's the last time they're putting a shirt on.
I think that's the only difference. I mean, cops, the fact that there are people out there willing to put their life on the line to save you. And the thing I think it's the most amazing is in my neighborhood, something just happened like last week that made national news. So what they're doing now is to protect the police from drug dealers and drug dens and meth labs and places like that. Because, you know, if you go storming into those places, usually they're armed to the teeth and you end up getting shot. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a vest on, you could still get injured. They shoot you in the head, whatever. So now what they have is they have this little robot dog. It's like this mechanical dog. And they send that in with cameras to see what's in there first to make sure.
Like the one on Black Mirror that killed everybody.
Well, this one doesn't do that. This one is literally just like someone is there. It's like a remote car kind of thing. Oh. So the cops are outside with the screen and they send this thing in to see how many people are there, how many guns, is it a meth lab? You know, what all the things they need to know before they send humans in. And it's revolutionary and it's a really big deal. And the very first one they did in my neighborhood. All these people came out and they were like, you know, doing the whole F the police thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to a week later, there was this big thing happened in those exact buildings and they were like, everyone was calling 911. So the cops now have to show up and help the people that just stood out there and said, F you.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it and they come out and they do it. They help them the same way they would help anybody with no, like, I know you just said F you to me last week, but you know what? You're a citizen. I'm here to do a job. You're in trouble. I'm here for you. So I could never. I get mad at friends of mine if they like cancel plans on me at the last minute. There's no way that I would be able to put that aside and do my job. So I think with taking all of that into consideration right now, the cops, you know, it's very controversial. How you feel about police officers, you know, defund them, don't defund them, whatever. I got to say, you got to pay them a little more because the police academy in my neighborhood just closed because there's not enough police. There's
oh,
not enough
really?
People wanna be, they just closed it. Not enough people want to be NYPD anymore.
That's so sad.
Yeah, you're going to need money to entice people to come and become cops. So while I think teachers are grossly underpaid and need to be paid double what they're making. I don't care what they're making. I've got friends that make a lot of money in private schools. Even they need to be paid double. Everyone needs to be paid more than what they're making.
Mm-hmm.
Cops are putting their life in their hands and they're helping people who hate them.
Well, and teachers get the summer off.
Well, I don't know that that's a factor, but
okay.
But
you get 3 months off. So you can.
Yeah, but
you
okay. Hang on a minute. It's not like woohoo, we're on vacation. A lot of teachers have summer school. They have to work for the summer. They can't just take
the
summer
off.
There's
a lot of them that woohoo, though.
Well, some of them are.
90% of them, woohoo.
Well, that's, I'm sure. But it's because their job the rest of the year is super intense.
And I understand
mean,
that. I mean,
really
I give so much respect to teachers for what they do, but cops, mad respect for what they do.
Yeah.
So they broke it down by state who makes the most money. In Georgia, teachers get an average of $61,000 a year.
Okay.
Cops, $46,000.
Wow.
$46,000 in Georgia.
To take your life in your hands every single day and not know
if you're coming home.
If you're coming home.
In New York, not much difference. So
really?
It's pretty much right down the middle. North Carolina teachers make a little bit more. And in like Texas, California, Nevada, Washington, the Dakotas, cops make more than teachers.
I wonder, that has to do with population size. You know, are there less kids in school that the teachers have to teach and more criminals, higher crime rates? I wonder if there's a correlation between, because, you know, in New York, that makes sense if they're getting paid the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in war zones here in New York.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So they should be getting paid equally.
I mean, NYPD, forget about it. I mean, what they do.
And New York City teachers. I mean,
I look at a cop. If I walk past a cop, I look at them. Every one of them is wearing a bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they own around their waist.
Right.
They got 45 pounds of crap they got to put on before they walk out of the house. And it's 945 degrees outside in New York. And they're walking around with all this crap on in a black uniform.
Yeah, that's true.
With a hat on.
Blue, NYPD blue.
Blue, but it looks black. It's dark blue.
It's dark. Right.
Mm-hmm, so then they got the hat on. Then some of them carrying a gun, a big gun. Well,
they all carry. Oh, you mean the actual. They all carry guns. They're all packing. But some of them do have rifles. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I walk around and go, wow, it's a big gun for a. Yeah. But they're walking around. So every single day, if they see something, if they see bad things going on, they go towards it.
Yes.
And.
But teachers, too. Teachers go towards bad stuff's going on in their classroom and they go towards it. They deal with it. They deal with kids that are having problems or they're problem kids. Like teachers don't ignore. I mean, there's a fallacy about that, but most teachers don't ignore kids. They're there to actually they want to be there. There's, you know, both cops and teachers, you hear the fringe stories about the ones that are assholes. But for the most part, people that become cops and people that become teachers are better than us.
Oh, they're a different breed.